Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After months of speculation, former Secretary of State and former U.S. Senator Hillary Clinton finally made it official yesterday. She's running for the Democratic presidential nomination. The announcement came via social media.
Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just get by. You can get ahead and stay ahead, because when families are strong, America is strong.
Joining us this morning to talk about a Hillary Clinton campaign from a New England perspective is our political team, Democratic strategist Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican strategist Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good to be with you.
A new poll says 72% of Democrats want Clinton to have a primary challenger, Dan. I take it that you don't think Elizabeth Warren is that person. She's been pretty definitive about not running. You've said you don't believe she will. The Globe asked Warren to step up. Will a Democrat do that, challenge Hillary Clinton?
I don't see Elizabeth Warren doing it. She has said repeatedly she doesn't intend to run. She still remains enormously popular nationally and in this state. And I don't see any reason why she should put anything at risk by becoming a candidate for president when she's already a pretty powerful senator.
Todd, do you think her campaign wants a Democratic challenger in order to sharpen her up?
Well, after her loss for president in 2008, I think her advisors would rather risk her being rusty than risk having a challenger who could catch fire and put her under pressure, at least. They know that poll showing 72% of Democrats and independents want a primary contest, that reveals a lack of enthusiasm. And they know her favorability has dropped dramatically from 67% when she was Secretary of State to 49% now. So I think they'd rather her take the risk of not having an opponent.
The coming Massachusetts presidential primary in 2008, Clinton beat Obama 56-40% in Massachusetts. So is a Clinton win here this time a foregone conclusion? Can she, will she take Massachusetts for granted?
Well, I don't think she'll take any states for granted and certainly won't repeat the mistake she made against Obama in 2008 and neglect the states that have caucuses instead of primaries. That's why she'll be campaigning in Iowa today. But Massachusetts should be a good state for her unless Elizabeth Warren changes her mind and challenges her.
Well, she's going to win Massachusetts regardless of who's in the primary, and she'll win it in the general election as well, for that matter. She'll take Massachusetts seriously for three reasons. First, our state is like an ATM for Democrats. There's always money available to a Democratic candidate. Second, the Boston news media, very influential in New Hampshire. And so if she wants to do well in New Hampshire, she's got to spend time in Massachusetts. And finally, I think she wants to show local political figures, especially Elizabeth Warren, that she cares about the state and she's going to campaign here.
You mentioned New Hampshire. What about New Hampshire? How does she play there after she squeaked by Obama in New Hampshire in 2008 when it looked for a time that she might lose New Hampshire to Barack Obama?
Well, the fact that the state came to her rescue in 2008 and it rescued her husband in 1992 tells me that she'll do well in New Hampshire no matter who's running.
If Hillary has any credible Democratic challenger, whether it's Martin O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland, or Jim Webb, former senator from Virginia, or anyone, she will not take the Granite State for granted. Ever since Gene McCarthy scored strongly there against his party's president, LBJ, back in 1968, not beating him, but beating expectations and thus exposing Johnson's unpopularity and helping convince him to resign, no candidate in Hillary's position is going to make the mistake of not going all out to win big in the first primary state.
Back to Elizabeth Warren. Will her endorsement, if she gives it, or refusal to endorse, give her clout? And what about her impact on the campaign in this way? If she does go on the stump for Clinton, pushing issues to the left, as Warren has been doing, does she end up pushing Clinton to the left and harming her with centrist voters who might otherwise be attracted to Clinton?
Well, I don't see Elizabeth Warren playing hard to get. She's a realist. She knows being coy about demands that she run won't work. If I were advising the Clinton campaign, and I'm not, I'd tell them, why don't you sit on the Elizabeth Warren endorsement if you think it's coming? Wait till you need it before a pivotal state. In campaigns, power is always a matter of potential. And the same holds true for an endorsement. Once you use it, it's gone. So wait for a crucial moment to use that power.
That's right. Elizabeth Warren is a politician, so she enjoys being in the position of people asking her to run and being a potential president maker by endorsing at the right time. She was on comedian Bill Maher's TV show, and he said that if she ran and won the nomination, he'd give her a campaign donation of $1 million, as he did with the Obama campaign. And his audience sounded very enthusiastic about the idea of her running.
Will she push Clinton to the left where Clinton may not want to go?
I don't think that her campaign against Wall Street abuses and on behalf of ordinary people dealing with banks and credit card companies, I don't think those are leftish issues. I could easily see Hillary Clinton adopting those positions without feeling like she's been pushed out on the left end of the spectrum.
GOP question quickly here. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, clearly a moderate Republican himself. Will Baker stay neutral in the GOP race? Or if it comes down to a moderate like Jeb Bush versus a conservative like Rand Paul or Ted Cruz, will he be tempted to endorse Jeb?
Well, Charlie Baker ran as a pretty nonpartisan candidate, so he'll prefer to stay neutral. But if the primary contest becomes so polarizing, where a majority of Massachusetts voters are frightened by the prospect of, say, a Ted Cruz being the Republican nominee, I could imagine Baker breaking out of his neutrality to support a more moderate Republican candidate.
Todd Domke, thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Good to see you.
Good to be with you.
Same to you, Dan Payne.
Always glad to be here.